Today, we're talking about age-defying beauty, unlocking cellulite solutions for women over 40. Welcome to the Weight Loss for Women Over 40 podcast, where we're diving into wellness, fitness, and mindset to empower you on your journey to a healthier and freer lifestyle. So I'm your host, Nikki, and today we're tackling a topic that affects most of us, right? We're talking about cellulite. And by the end of this episode, you're not only going to understand what cellulite is, but also have the tools to address this, not just physically, but mentally. Before we dive in, I would love for you to go check out my brand new website, Maven Heart. It's over at mavenheart.co, C-O at the end. We are creating a movement for you ladies over 40 where you can discover who you authentically want to be, including living in the body that you want. In my over 20 years plus years of being in the weight loss industry, what I have found is most women do not really know what they want out of this life. And if you do, then you don't think you deserve more. And you keep telling yourself, like, I'm content, I'm good. So why would I want more? So if you feel the urge to be or do more in this world, let me help you get it. Whether that's the body you love living in or a fulfilling career, not just income-based, but one that lights you up on every single day you wake up, or an extraordinary relationship, maybe with yourself. What I have found with the hundreds of women I have coached over the years is it's never about the thing that you want. It's about the person that you need to be in order to have the things that you want. So if you're ready to uplevel your life, but aren't sure exactly how to do it, or what that looks like for you, feel free to book a call with me and let's get started on creating the blueprint of a life you love without limitations. Say that nine times fast. Go to mavenheart.co/application to book your call with me. Currently, I have two high-level private client spots open where I personally will take you through my proven method to getting what you want. Again, go to mavenheart.co/application and get started. Okay, so let's dive into cellulite. So what is cellulite, right? So first off, I want to start normalizing cellulite. So when I was dancing professionally, I was about 98 pounds at my leanest point. And I still had cellulite on the back of my thighs. So can you imagine? Now I'm 5'2 on a good day. Can you imagine how unhealthily lean I would have had to been in order to remove that cellulite, right? I probably would have to be like, I don't even know, 90 pounds. That's just not healthy, right? So I really want to encourage us as a society of women, can we start normalizing cellulite? This dimpled appearance of the skin, right? Contrary to popular opinion, it's not a flaw. It's not something we need to be ashamed of. Cellulite is a natural occurrence where fat deposits push through the connective tissue between the skin and the muscle, resulting in a dimpled and lumpy appearance. And typically, it's on the thighs, your tush, and your hips. So I want you to imagine that there are columns between the skin and your muscle, and they're fibers. They kind of look like the filters that we put in our vents. They're kind of weaved. And so this fibrous tissue between the muscle and the skin, this supports and holds your body fat, right? So they're in columns between the skin and the muscle. And when your body fat increases, this structure can no longer contain the body fat. It starts to push out and push between those fibers, pushing up against the skin, hence the dimpling effect and the term cellulite. Depending on where you store your body fat, especially if your primary fat storage, that in particular will be holding most of your body fat, that will determine where you have cellulite, right? So if you hold your primary fat storage in your tush and your hips, you will probably see cellulite there first. Plus, if you are sitting a lot, this will contribute to the breakdown of those fibers, making them weaker and not be able to contain the body fat as well. If you are overweight, you may also observe cellulite in other areas where there's an increase in body fat accumulation. This can further exacerbate the appearance of cellulite in those regions. When you think of your body and gaining body fat, look at those fat storages like this. Once the one area becomes filled with body fat, your body will look for other areas to deposit the body fat. So, hence, you're going to go from your primary fat storage to your secondary fat storage to your third, fourth, fifth, however many, and it will fill out throughout your whole body. So, there will be a distribution of body fat all over your body. And this is why you cannot target one particular area to reduce body fat. You have to lose it all over. And I hate to tell you this, but the primary fat storage is going to be the last to go. It's the first place where body fat will go and the last to come off. This is why when I was 98 pounds, I still had cellulite on my tush and the upper back part of my thighs because that is my primary fat storage area. So genetics do play a role in this, but I don't want that to stop you. More on this in a minute. I want to just touch on this pursuit of perfection that we have going on in society. I think it's shifting a little bit, but it's still pretty prevalent. In our culture, we really glorify perfection. And it's no wonder why we women feel pressured to strive for this idealized image of beauty. The quest for flawless skin, right? Get rid of these wrinkles, get smooth everything out, right? And the perfect toned body, especially if you are a type A high achiever woman. I hear you, I get you, the same thing. But there's some women that are aiming for this perfection and taking very extreme measures, whether that's fad diets, whether that's surgery, whether it's like weight loss surgery or the latest one where you're stabbing yourself with a needle in order to get that body that you want, or invasive cosmetic procedures, right? The desire to make cellulite disappear is just one of the aspects of this relentless pursuit of perfection. So I do want to touch on genetics and cellulite. And I feel like with anything that is genetically predisposed, we can have the gene, it doesn't mean it needs to get expressed. But that said, research does suggest that genetics play a significant role in determining your susceptibility to having cellulite. So, if your parents or close relatives had cellulite, you are more likely to develop it. If you are over 40 and you probably already have it, then there are ways to reduce it. But generally speaking, I feel in order for that genetic continuation to really stop, it has to be addressed earlier on. That's a whole nother topic, probably. So, but genetic factors also influence how the cellulite appears, which can be attuned to skin structure, your fat distribution, right? What I was just talking about, the primary fat storage areas, and your connective tissue composition. So, those help give the appearance of what your cellulite is going to look like as well. So the thickness and the elasticity of your skin, this is why guys don't show cellulite as much as women do, unless they are very overweight, because their skin is a lot thicker than our delicate skin that we have, right? Also the elasticity, right? Ladies, we're over 40. Some of us are in the 50s and 60s, right? Our skin is losing that elasticity. So that can influence the appearance of cellulite. So, thinner skin with reduced elasticity may be more prone to cellulite presenting itself again, because it's like you have this thin sheath that is not covering up the fat as much. So, it's going to pop through. So, genetics also play a role in determining how and where your body fat is stored, right? Just talked about this, right? Individuals may store it in their thighs, butt, and hips. Additionally, the fat cell size and the distribution can contribute to uneven appearance of cellulite. And lastly, your connective tissue structure, right? The structure and strength of the connective tissue fibers in the skin are influenced by your genetic factors. Weak or irregularly arranged connective tissue fibers may be less effective in supporting the skin and the underlying fat tissue, so leading to cellulite. So, can we embrace cellulite? I feel this is really a mindset shift. And where did we pick up the idea that cellulite is something we need to hide? There are many fit and healthy women, myself included, that have cellulite. Instead of focusing on the external, what we look like, How about we look at this? Is your body healthy? So, pretty sure you do not need a scale to tell you if you are overweight. Please stop shaming yourself and get the help that you need to get that body in a healthy and sustainable way. If you are overweight, what is stopping you from changing that and being the healthiest version of yourself? By the way, the only thing stopping you is you, right? You are currently listening to a coach who can absolutely help you get healthy with my proven formula. So there's no reason that you can't do this. So the other question is your mindset healthy? You may already have a lean body with some cellulite, but are you constantly obsessing about every little thing you do or eat? This is not mentally healthy. And what I found working with women who have 10 to 15 pounds to lose is that they're constantly feeling like they have to stay ahead of the curve. They have to punish themselves if they overate and are stressed out that they can't maintain this body or they won't be able to maintain this body. And the women I work with who are overweight are constantly shaming themselves for giving into food and feeling helpless, like it'll never happen for you. So I teach my clients to go from the inside out. This is why mindset is so vital. I can give you the exact steps on how to lose weight, but it's the mindset work that gels those steps and creates a sustainable, lean body that is able to enjoy food and activities and the body you love. So ask yourself, what do you think about your cellulite? If it's yucky or unsightly or something along the lines of Quasimodo, you should be kept in a tower, never to show that part of your body ever again, then you have some deep mind work to do. But what if you were wrong? What if it was okay to show your cellulite? Why are you afraid of being judged? Like, what's going on behind that? And as I say this, I want to be completely transparent. I have cellulite, and I am not at this point wearing a bikini bathing suit bottom, exposing my cellulite, right? I say this to you so you know that you are not alone. But this is the work, the mindset work of why do we care so much about being judged or feeling unaccepted? We expose our elbows. Why is that body part any different from the cellulite area? So first, let's work on discovering what is really going on with your cellulite, because it's not about the cellulite, it's about something deeper. And for me, it's being judged. Growing up in the ballet world, you are judged before you ever did any dance step. They judged you on your appearance. And now that I'm still being an example of health and fitness for 40 plus and over women, and now that I'm 50, yes, there are still some fear of me being judged by you all. But the more I work on me, because I am my first client, the easier it becomes to break through these barriers we all create in our minds. So first off is the mindset, and next are the practical strategies to reducing cellulite, which I am going to give you. But again, like I say about weight loss, it is not about the food and the exercise. It is always first about the mindset and what is going on between your ears. Okay, so I hope that's super clear. And now for some strategies. Okay, again, I gotta emphasize, first comes setting your mindset up for success. And if you want help with this, I'm your girl. Second, in order to reduce cellulite, you must reduce body fat. This means you will need to lose weight in order to reduce those cellulite areas. And as I said before, your primary fat storage will be the last to go. So, how do you know where your primary fat storage is? Generally speaking, it is the one area that you complain about first. So, typically, it's tush and thighs. Women who carry their primary fat storage in your stomachs, you tend to not see cellulite until the body fat percentage has significantly increased. So these are the ladies that typically have super skinny legs and a large belly, right? An apple shape. The pear-shaped ladies, you will see it first in your butt and your thighs. Number three, eat foods that nourish you. This does not mean that you can never have sugar or carbs ever again. You know what foods light up your body, not your brain. There's a huge difference between the two. Number four, moving your body. Do activities that you love to do. Go for a walk, go line dancing, go shopping, move your body. Doesn't matter how, just move it. Number five, lift somewhat heavier things and or add some resistance to your daily movement routine. This could be as simple as doing some push-ups on your counter while you're waiting for your dinner to heat up. Number six, there are products out there that claim to tighten up that area, and what I have found is that it is a temporary fix if it even does work. Okay, so here are some takeaway points. Number one, let's normalize cellulite. Cellulite is a natural occurrence where body fat just pushes through the connective tissue beneath the skin. And pretty much we all have this, right? Next, understanding its cause. Cellulite development is influenced by factors such as fat distribution, patterns, prolonged sitting, and genetic predisposition, right? Number three, genetics and cellulite. Genetic factors do play a significant role in determining where your cellulite is going to show up, but that does not mean that it has to happen for you. Next is embracing that healthy mindset. Mindset is so vital, not just in cellulite, but just in every aspect and in managing the way you look at your body. So, overcoming negative perceptions and embracing self-acceptance is crucial for a healthy body image and overall well-being and acceptance. It does not mean acceptance does not mean you will not change it or can't change it. You can still be at peace with your body and still want more. So, don't let that stop you either. And again, the practical strategies for reducing cellulite is to focus on overall weight loss, right? Through healthy eating, regular movement, and resistance training. But most importantly, have your mindset set up for success for lasting weight loss. I want you to imagine a future where you eat foods that you absolutely love. You feel energized on a daily basis and alive in your body. And you radiate confidence from head to toe. That can be your reality. You deserve to feel amazing in your own skin, and I am here to help you make that happen for you. Experience personalized service with my exclusive VIP experience. Elevate your wellness journey with unparalleled support and personalized guidance from me. If you are interested in this, go secure one of the final two private training, not training, coaching spots that I have right now, and let me empower you to reach your health and confidence goals with my expertise and personalized care. Visit mavenheart.co/application to embark on your transformative journey today. So as we close out today's episode, I want to leave you with this thought. Embracing our bodies, including cellulite, is not just about physical appearance. It's about cultivating a mindset of self-love and acceptance. Remember, your worth is not defined by your external features, but by the kindness and compassion you show yourself and others. So join me next time as we dive deeper into empowering wellness topics. And until then, take care and remember, you are worthy of love and acceptance exactly as you are. You're also deserving of a body that you absolutely love. All right. So thank you for tuning in today, and I will talk to you soon.